Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Gotcha. Hi.
Hello. It's great to see you again.
Great to see you too. Congratulations on 10 years old.
I know. Can you believe it?
I actually can't believe it.
It's our 10th birthday.
How is a 6 o'clock show 10 years old?
I haven't a clue. I was a teenager when this all kicked off.
And it was the 7 o'clock show, wasn't it?
It was the 7 o'clock show first with Martin King and Lucy Kennedy. Then it became 6 o'clock show. And there's been a plethora of presenters ever since then.
Well, you're there right now.
So I'm here right now with Brian Dowling. And it's funny because we celebrated our first birthday back in November 27th, I believe. And we made it such a big deal, but no one else really cared. And now here we are. I feel like we're taking all the credit for 10 years.
I think you should. I think you should absolutely do that. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Like, I have said this on record a number of times. I don't do television. Okay. I've been offered presenter roles, contestant roles, whatever
role
you want.
It's hard to believe.
I've no interest. The only television I ever do, because I love it, is a 6 o'clock show.
Oh,
honest
stop.
To God.
We
think
love
about it.
Having you
You've
on.
You've never seen me on anything else.
Yeah, that's true, which is actually wild when I think of it now. It's so strange because you are like such a pro. But anytime you're on, isn't it great crack? Like,
it is. I'll say that about it because one of the reasons I suppose I've never tried to do television, or maybe I don't in my brain think I'll enjoy television, is because television is very different to radio in the sense that in radio, it's brain, mouth, microphone, and then the listeners, right? In television, it's, you know, a team of producers. Someone has written an idea.
It's the lights.
It goes through. It's
everything. Are you sitting correctly?
Yes.
Is there snot up my nose?
However, I will say the 6 o'clock show feels a lot like a radio show. It feels a lot like, I don't know, a YouTube show. It doesn't feel like this is a big, terribly important production that we've spent 60 years making. It's like, just go on and have a chat to Katya.
Do you know what? I think that's the secret. We don't take ourselves too seriously.
No.
And now in saying this, we have an incredible team of researchers, producers, cameramen, camerawomen, everyone. Like, it's amazing. And me and Brian, I feel like we have the easiest job. We just show up there and chat absolute baloney and just talk about whatever. And I just feel like it's important for us to make our guests feel like welcomed
you
as well.
You so do.
Because I think we always go in the green room
beforehand.
Love having chats with everyone because we like to bring like the mood down and let everyone know that we're on the same vibe. So when they come, they can just spill all their secrets and say things that maybe they didn't plan on saying.
But
that's what we like.
As professional as you guys are, and particularly the team around you, as you said, they're still really relaxed and sound, and therefore you go in and you are disarmed.
Mm-hmm.
Even your makeup artists are amazing. Like,
there's no
sense of like, okay, prepare yourself now for the grilling you're about to get from Brian and Katya. It's not like that.
And we let you do all your dad jokes.
You do let me do
all
with dad
them.
Jokes, and you always keep me for the kitchen, which means I'm getting well fed.
Yeah.
Quan Chi's usually in there and I'm just going, this is great. I will chop whatever he needs.
It's
if
so
I need
funny.
His food.
We have certain guests in there, I won't name
sure.
who, that bring lunch boxes after.
Yeah.
So they can take it home because the food is so good.
It's honestly
so good.
I'm like,
I need to start thinking about this.
Yeah. It's amazing. Now, your journey to become the presenter of the 6 o'clock show was a little bit, I guess, unconventional.
Yeah.
So you were modelling first.
Yeah. Well, I was just trying to do everything I could to
land myself
on telly.
Yeah. So. But at least you knew what you wanted. I love that about you.
So I feel like I was double jobbing it for a while because I was working corporate and then I signed to a modelling agency back in 2020. And I was actually on Ireland AM as a model before I was on Ireland AM as a contributor. And it was before Elaine Crowley knew me.
Right.
But I just remember seeing her and seeing this happening like, oh my God, this is so
cool.
You
wanna do this,
But I was there and I think that was the first time I was on the set. And then when they called me back, that's how I began my journey as a contributor with Virgin Media. And eventually, about after a year or so, I landed on the 6 o'clock show. And I didn't know who it was going to be with when I found out it was going to be with Brian Dowling. It was a no-brainer. I had to say yes because I had only met Brian once or twice before. And a lot of people, when they come and see us, they think we've been mates for ages.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
So when I first met him, we were kind of filling in, you know, Christmas time and a lot of people take their holidays. It's the best time to get like other presenters in for a shot. So I was there. Brian was also there freelancing. And we just gone on like a house on fire. He walked in, his hair was in rollers. He had gold eye patches under his eyes. He was such a diva. I could smell the diva energy from far away. And you know when you're looking in the mirror and you see someone's reflection, I'm like, okay, this is either going to be really, really great or just go horribly wrong.
Yeah.
And he just held his arms open and hugged me. And I was like, oh, I'm going to like this
guy. Yeah, Brian is an absolute ball of positive energy. I love hanging out with him and you on the show. Let's talk about some of your favorite guests. You don't have to say me, obviously. No, but like you've talked to so many people, like I do in this job.
Yeah.
You talk to so many people. Like have you ones that stick out for you over the last while you've been there or even over the 10 years for the show itself? Like,
I feel like mine are going to be really weird and random.
I love it.
Because we've had some amazing people on, but I am a lover of music. I love R&B. And when we had Craig David, I was so starstruck. Like,
right.
I can't even explain it. Because like we obviously talk to amazing actors, television stars. And I've every right to be starstruck with them. But it's just certain people, it kind of catches you off guard.
It does.
So we were about to interview him. And we kind of, you know, have 2 minutes to chat to them off air right before we go on. And I just had to pinch myself. I was like, I'm just talking to Craig David so casually. I was just telling him how amazing he was. I'm like, I'm giving you your flowers. You're an R&B king. And Brian was like, pipe it down.
Don't pipe it down.
Calm down. Like,
keep
we have
going.
To be cool. So he's definitely top of my list. Sinead Harness is one of my favourite singers. And when we were chatting to her, it was a pinch me moment. And then Kyle MacLachlan, because he plays Orson Hodge on Desperate Housewives.
Yes.
So those three just really, really stand out for me. And I feel like you'll laugh at this because Brian McFadden was on our show like 2 weeks ago with Keith Duffy. And when I tell you, I was the biggest West Side fan as a little girl. And one of my first celebrity crushes was Brian McFadden.
And then you have to control yourself. Yeah.
You really have to control yourself on the 6 o'clock show.
You certainly do. But isn't it amazing to meet these people, find out they're human, but also really enjoy their company?
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild. It's wild. And they're just like us. Like, they're everyday people. And I think you realize that when you get to chat to them in the green room before they come on, before they have something to plug, and they're just themselves, their guard is down. And that's when you get like just their little snippets of their real life and everyday life.
That's definitely because, look, I interview a celebrity every single day. Yeah. You're my one today.
No, you have all the A-listers.
Well, no, but I do. But at the same time, I think the thing that I learned really early on was exactly that. I remember the very first celebrity interview I did was with Jonah Lomu, this incredible rugby player from New Zealand.
Yeah.
He was the biggest rugby player in the world. And I remember sitting down, talking to him, and it was my first interview. I couldn't have been more nervous. And I remember just saying to him, like, you're so big and you're so strong. Is there anyone that you're afraid of? And he went, oh, yeah, my mum. And I went, of course he's afraid of his mum. Who's not afraid of their mum? You know what I mean? And then I was like, oh my God, these people are just normal people.
They
and
really are.
That's such a good way of looking at it, though.
Yeah, I think I'm getting better at not geeking out so much. So that's
what
I'm learning.
That is the challenge. Yeah, that is the challenge. Yeah, especially if you've got something that you're really passionate, you know, they are, and you're like, no one else cares about this.
Don't go there. Keep it cool.
You got engaged. Congratulations
Thank
to Dara.
You. I did.
How was that? What was the engagement moment like? Were you expecting it?
Well, I will say me and my girlfriends the weekend before packed all white dresses.
Okay.
So we were like, it has to come, but he wasn't giving me the signs.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was kind of, you know, maybe dropping hints here and there because we're together now for everyone listening. 7 years, 7 long years.
Uh-huh.
And I packed some dresses here and there, and we went to Rome first for 3 days, and then the plan was to go to the Amalfi Coast. Now, I used up all my white dresses and he still didn't ask me. So I was like, girls,
it's not happening.
Nah, I texted in the group chat. I was like, guys, it's not going to happen. I'm just going to wear, you know, my mismatched top and skirt. Like, I'm just not going to make an effort. And of course, the day when I wear my unplanned outfit. That's the day he did it. And he surprised me. I was so shocked, you
I
know,
because
he let me go through his bag and everything, you know, and there wasn't like, oh, don't touch that or don't go there. So I was like, he's not actually like cautious.
If he's not nervous about it, then
exactly.
Yeah.
Like, and he told me later that around the ring box he had a post-it sign saying, "Please don't bring attention to this ring inside," just in case he was stopped at security in the airport.
Of course.
And I just don't know how I missed that because I properly
looked at his bag. He's a smart boy.
He was smart. So he planned it out great, and it was in private. It was gorgeous. And, you know, he is such a romantic, more than I am.
Right.
He had a playlist going on of all my favourite songs. And I just thought we were, you know, having a little drink on the balcony. I was
like banger after banger. This is great.
I love this song. And boom, you know, the minute our song came on, which is Only Exception by Paramore, that's when the whole moment happened. Oh, and it was gorgeous.
Amazing. Yeah. And wedding plans, is there any date yet or anything? Have you got any ideas of where you might do it? Or
yes, so we do want to go abroad, mm-hmm, for sure. 2026, that's when we're hoping for. But the first hurdle is to go to Burundi. So this is where my family's from. My parents are from there. And he's coming because we have to do a traditional engagement.
Amazing. Yeah, so what's involved in that?
It's mad. It's actually like, so Burundi is quite old school. Okay. You know, my tribe is the Tutsi tribe.
Tutsi,
and,
yeah,
you know, they're a tribe of herders. We love our cattle. You know, similar to
some of the Irish. Absolutely, yeah.
So when a traditional engagement happens, it's called a dot over there. And you have to give a dowry of X amount of cows.
Okay.
I'm like, how many cows am I worth, huh?
Do not answer that, Tara.
Don't answer that question. But yeah, it's a whole ceremony of a dowry, traditional speeches of like the men in the family asking, what are your intentions with my county? There's dancers, there's drummers. And the Burundian drummers were actually featured in all the Black Panther movies. Like, they're the only drummers in Africa with sticks.
Wow.
And they're so powerful and they're so heavy and they hold them on their head. It's incredible. I've been to a couple of them with my cousins, like when I was younger, but it's the first time Dara and like a couple of people from Ashburn and Dublin will be coming to Burundi
to see all this.
It's going to be gas, but we're really looking forward to it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He'll love that. Yeah. And we should say, by the way, Dara, you'll know if you follow the Guinness Guru on Instagram, you can go and see Dara and what he does. But congratulations, because it's going to be an amazing thing. And I know you guys have been together for so long, so I'm very happy
that you're doing all this.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, look, before I let you go back to your celebrations tonight of the 6 o'clock show being 10 years old, I've asked you all of my quick fire rounds before, except for one, which is, what posters did you have on your wall as a kid? Although I'm already thinking it's Craig David and Brian McFadden.
They were just in my head. But the posters I had on my wall, I shared a bedroom with my two sisters. The walls were purple and I had a massive Beyonce poster from her B-Day era.
Okay.
So it was like, you know,
Emer's nodding, by the way.
Huge Beyonce fan. The Deja Vu music video. So she was kind of in like that jungle outfit and her hair was big and it was like that size. And it was also my Bebo profile picture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that was the main poster. And I had some Twilight posters. I think Taylor Lautner was also on my walls at one point. But yeah, I was a weird kid. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, look, congratulations to you, to Brian, all the staff out in Virgin Media who are part of the 6 o'clock show. As I said, my favourite TV show, the only one you'll ever see me on. But congratulations on 10 years, amazing, and you and Brian are doing a brilliant job, so keep it up.
Thank you, and see you again for some more dad jokes
definitely soon. Thanks, Gadget. Dave Moore on Today FM.